This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A massive new federal report on climate is warning that extreme weather disasters will continue getting worse. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, the details of the report contradict President Donald Trump's stance on climate change.
The report says hurricanes and wildfires have already gotten more frequent and extreme, and it blames global warming. It details how the burning of coal, oil, and gas is leading to warming that has major impacts on human health, like air pollution from the wildfires, and says there are also big risks to the economy. The report, written by outside scientists and officials from federal agencies, says damaging weather has cost the nation nearly $400 billion over 3 years. The report frequently contradicts President Trump, who has questioned climate change science and just how much impact humans are actually having. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Shoppers across the United States are snapping up deep discounts on toys, clothing, and electronics, both online and at stores. AP's Rita Foley has details.
Consumer Reports' Elliot Weiler says TVs are high on the list.
There's one of these doorbuster sales at Walmart. It is a Sharp TV for $249.
A 50-inch TV. And this is the time to buy the microwave and the fridge.
November, our research shows, is actually the lowest prices to buy major appliances.
But don't expect to see many Apple products on sale.
Walmart, Target, and Best Buy, they all have certain Apple products on sale. Costco has a great iPad that's on sale as well. So it's a little bit trickier with Apple, you're right, because they rarely go on sale.
Consumer Reports Elliot Weiler on CBS This Morning. I'm Rita Foley.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 34 people were killed and dozens of others injured in two separate attacks in Pakistan on Friday. Authorities in the southern port city of Karachi say at least 4 people were killed when a group of 3 armed men carrying suicide vests attacked the Chinese consulate. The Baluch Liberation Army, a separatist group based in the southwestern province of Baluchistan, claimed responsibility. Later Friday, a powerful bomb ripped through a crowd of people in the northwestern Orakzai region, that is, killing at least 30 people and wounding more than 40 others. In eastern Afghanistan, a suicide blast at a mosque on an army base killed at least 26 people and wounded 50. AP correspondent Lee Keith reports the victims had gathered for Friday prayers.
An explosion tore through a mosque inside an Afghan army base in an eastern province called Khost in a devastating attack that killed and wounded dozens of soldiers as they were praying in Friday prayers. It's unclear who carried out the attack, but it very likely was the Taliban, who have regularly been carrying out devastating attacks against Afghan military police forces around the country. President Ashraf Ghani quickly condemned the attack. He called it anti-Islamic and inhumane, and he demanded an investigation into how security was breached at this army base.
AP's Lee Keith. Earlier this week, a suicide bomber killed 55 people in the Afghan capital, Kabul. The mayor of Tijuana, Mexico, has declared a humanitarian crisis because of an influx of thousands of migrants from Central America. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Tijuana Mayor Juan Manuel Gastelum's government is requesting help from the UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs to deal with the nearly 5,000 Central American migrants who have converged on his border city. The migrants, who started in a caravan in Honduras in October, face the prospect of months in Tijuana as they seek asylum in the United States. Gastelum says the Mexican government has offered little in assistance and he's not willing to commit city resources. Gastelum also says the situation has led to a decline of tourism from the United States. I'm Mike Rossia.
Pope Francis named the Vatican's top sex abuse investigator and a close U.S. ally to an organizing committee for a February abuse prevention summit. Greg Burke is a Vatican spokesman.
The stakes are certainly high. There are a lot of eyes upon us. We realize that. But this is a process. I think the first thing that comes out is a recognition we have a problem.
Notably absent from the lineup was Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley, who heads the Pope's Sex Abuse Advisory Commission. One of his commission members, the Reverend Hans Zellner, is the point person for the group. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.